由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you tuned in.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好欢迎你收听我哋呢一个嘅节目《天路导向》。
If you are joining these broadcasts for the first time, we are in the midst of a series called The Garden versus the City.
如果你是第一次收听我哋呢个节目嘅话，我哋好想话俾你听，而家正系讲紧一个嘅系列信息。呢个系列信息嘅名咧系叫做《花园与城市》嘅。
When I left you last time, I promised to tell you the following.
喺上一集嘅节目临结束之前咧，我答应过要话俾你听一啲嘅嘢。
That there are four things that I want to tell you about the city of man.
要讲咩嘢咧？就系有关于人所建造嘅城市嘅四件事。
These four things are in direct contrast to the garden of God.
而呢四件事咧，亦都同神所创造嘅花园咧系有四个嘅对比嘅。
Here they are.
咁咧，以下落嚟咧就系呢四方面咧要同你分享嘅内容啦。
Number one，
第一个嘅重点，即系话关于人所建造嘅城市嘅第一个重点咧，就系。
There is rootlessness and restlessness in the city of man.
就是说在人的城市里面，人是失落无根的，也都是无安宁的日子。
Second，
第二个重点，就是说人所建造的城市第二个的重点就是
There is loneliness in the city of man.
在人所建造的城市里面，人是很孤单很寂寞的。
Third，
人所建造的城市第三个重点就是
There is artificiality in the city of man，
就是在人的城市里面是充斥着虚假的。
Fourth，
第四个的重点，人所建造的城市第四个重点就是
There is pride and arrogance in the city of man，
在人的城市里面是充斥着骄傲和自大的。
Let's look at rootlessness again.
让我们呢先去讲一讲失落无根这个重点。
In verse 12 of Genesis 4, we find God's words of judgment.
在创世纪的四章十二节那里，我们看见神的审判。
You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
那里他说，你必流离飘荡在地上。
In verse 14 of chapter 4, Cain complained.
而在创世纪的四章十四节那里，该人就埋怨说，
I will be restless wanderer on the earth. Whoever will find me will kill me.
他说，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。
Most people who are restless and are running away from something，
多数人呢时时都会是觉得烦躁不安，好想逃避现实的。
Usually have an issue in their past that they have never really dealt with.
通常呢都是因为过去的包袱没有好好地去处理。
They either have a past that needs to be dealt with.
他们一是呢就是需要去面对过去的一些挫折。
Or they have a present sin that they do not want to give up.
一是就需要去弃绝眼前久缠不休的一些罪。
Those who have condemned themselves to restlessness.
那些在这里深深自责，心里面是没有安宁的人。
Are those who either don't understand God's forgiveness.
他们可能不明白神赦罪的恩典。
Or else they do not trust in God's forgiveness.
又或者不相信神愿意赦免他们。
Those who are sentencing themselves to discontentment and ruthlessness，
那些自己为自己定罪，处于很不满足和飘荡无根的情况里面的人，
either have never understood the power of the cross of Christ，
他们如果不是不明白基督十架的大能呢？
Or they do not want the power of the cross of Christ，
就是拒绝去接受基督十架的大能了。
My listening friends, I want to explain this clearly。
亲爱的听众朋友，让我进一步来解释啊。
Adam and Eve were cut off from the garden, but they were not rootless。
虽然亚当和夏娃呢是被逐出伊甸园，但是他们并不是失落无根的。
Only Cain was restless and rootless。
只有该人啊，系先至算得上咧，系流离飘荡嘅。
Adam and Eve rooted, even though they were cast out of the garden。
亚当夏娃虽然系被逐出伊甸园，但系佢哋仲系有根嘅。
Because the roots remained in God。
因为佢哋仍然系扎根喺神嘅身上。
Adam and Eve stayed close to the presence of God through the provision of a sacrifice.
亚当夏娃他们仍然藉着献祭来去亲近神。
Cain did not like the idea of animal sacrifice.
但是该人呢，他是不愿意献动物为祭。
When his brother Abel offered sacrifice to God,
当他的兄弟亚伯献祭给神的时候，
And God accepted his sacrifice of repentance, and Abel was forgiven.
神接纳了亚伯认罪悔改的祭，亚伯的罪就得以赦免了。
Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy.
而该人就因为嫉妒而谋杀了亚伯。
Cain is the modern day person who wants to be a Christian on his or her own terms, not on God's terms.
该人代表住现代嗰啲唔遵守神嘅旨意、神嘅诫命，佢系要按照自己嘅方法去做基督徒嘅人。
Consequently, they are doomed to restlessness and ruthlessness for the rest of their lives。
最后佢哋无可避免咧，就系会陷入流离飘荡嘅人生里边嘅。
Until they come to God on God's terms，
除非佢哋愿意回转。遵从神的旨意。
Cain became a vagabond or a wanderer who found no rest。
咁嗰人呢就成为一个四处漂泊、冇安宁的流浪汉。
As someone once said，
就好似有人呢咁样讲
：We don't know where we're going， but we are on our way。
佢话我哋唔知道自己去边一度，但系我哋已经启程啦。
In the city of man, there is rootlessness.
在人的城市里面，人都是飘荡无根的。
Secondly,
而第二个的重点呢，就是
In the city of man, there is loneliness.
在人所建造的城市里面，人呢，都是孤单寂寞的。
Oh yes, there are masses of people in the city.
没错，城里面是人头涌涌。
But there is also massive loneliness in the city.
但是城里面亦都充斥住无尽的孤单。
Genesis 4:17 says，
创世纪四章十七节嗰度话
，Cain had a son, then built a city.
该人生咗个仔，跟住咧就起咗一座城。
These two statements go together.
呢两句说话咧系摆埋一齐。紧接住咁样去讲嘅。
People are forever asking the question, where did Cain get a wife?
咁啲人咧好多时都中意问，咁该人嘅妻子啊系喺边度嚟嘅咧
？If you look in the Bible at Genesis chapter 5，
如果你去睇创世纪嘅第五章
，you will find in verse 4 that after Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years。
在创世纪的五章四节那里，你会看见亚当生了塞特之后又再世八百年。
Adam had many sons and daughters.
并且呢是生儿育女。
You might ask, are you telling me that Cain married his own sister?
咁你或者呢会问我，咁你嘅意思系咪话该人系同佢嘅妹妹结婚呢？
The answer is yes.
答案系啱嘅。
At the early stage of human history,
在人类历史最早的时代，
the human race had not suffered the contamination that came with succeeding centuries.
那时人种还是很纯正，就不像得后来的世代受到了污染，受到混杂。
In fact, Abraham married Sarah, who was his half-sister.
事实上亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉就是他同父异母的妹妹来的。
One writer has estimated that if during the several hundred years that Adam lived,
曾经有一位的作者这样去估计，他呢就是根据亚当在生的这几百年做过这样的估计。
If only half of the children that would be born to him had lived,
假设亚当的儿女是有一半是长大成人的。
And if only half of them married and had children and so on and so on.
而其中的有半数是结婚生仔的话，
Adam would have lived to see more than 1 million of his descendants.
这样亚当在他的有生之年就可以看见100万个自己的子孙后代了。
In the beginning, that was allowed in order to populate the earth.
在起初的时候，神是允许近亲通婚，以去繁衍人类的后代的。
But let's go back to Cain.
现在呢我们再来回去看一看该人呢。
Cain walked away from the rest of his family and built a city.
该人呢他是离开了家人就起了一座的城。
And if we look at the description of Lamech, his son,
如果我们看一看圣经对于他的仔拉麦的一些的描述呢，
you would have to conclude that the city was full of lonely, hard, arrogant, and self-seeking people.
你就可以推论出啊，喺呢一个该人筑起嘅一个城里边啊，系充满咗一啲孤单、自负嘅，同埋好自私自利嘅人。
Make no mistake about it.
千祈咧要去谨慎。
Self-seeking and self-pleasing will always lead to loneliness and isolation.
自私自利同埋自我中心嘅人呢，往往都係会陷入孤单寂寞里面，係喺嗰种自我封闭嘅情况里面嘅。
In contrast, self-giving will lead to companionship.
相反一个愿意自我牺牲嘅人往往呢係会得到好朋友嘅。
There is no such thing as a godless city.
呢个世界上係冇所谓冇神嘅城市嘅。
There are only godless people.
只有一啲唔尊重神嘅人。
There is no such thing as a godless culture.
呢个世界上冇所谓冇神嘅文化。
There are godless people who create godless culture.
即系话咧，冇一种嘅所谓无神嘅文化系自然咁样存在，而系由一啲唔尊重神嘅人建立起呢一种冇神嘅文化。
That is why God calls upon His children to be used of God to be a blessing to every city in which they live。
所以神就呼召佢嘅儿女使用佢哋喺佢哋所居住嘅城市里边，成为大家多人嘅祝福。
God calls us to impact our own cities for God.
神呼召我们为了神的名起来去影响我们的城市。
Not only is there ruthlessness in the city of man,
在人的城市里面不单止是失落无根的。
Not only is there loneliness in the city of man,
在人的城市里面不单只是孤单寂寞的。
But thirdly, there is superficiality and artificiality in the city of man.
但是呢带到下去第三点呢就是在人所建造的城市里面是充斥着肤浅和虚假的。
You can see from the names of Lamech's wives how artificial the dwellers of the city were.
我们由拉麦的妻子他的名字呢就可以看得出这个城市里面呢的人是几咁虚伪了。
Lamech was the first bigamist in history.
拉麦呢是人类历史上面第一个娶妻立妾的人。
In ancient times, names were always an indication of people's character.
而在古人的，即是旧约历史里面那些古人的名字，是能够反映出这个人的特性的。
So the names of Lamech's wives are an indication of that superficiality and of the artificiality of the city of man.
所以拉麦他妻子的名字是代表着人的城市里面那种虚假那种表面的特性。
They focus on outward appearances rather than their morals.
他们外表看来好像道貌岸然，但是骨子里却是道德败坏的。
They focus on outward appearance rather than character and spiritual commitment.
他们外表扮到好像很敬虔的样子，但是内里却是一点都不敬虔的。
Look at verse 19 of Genesis 4.
请翻开创世纪的四章十九节，是请特别看一看创世纪的四章十九节啊。
One wife's name was Ada, which means pleasure or sensation.
拉麦的其中一个妻子的名字就叫做亚大，意思就是欢愉和轰动的意思。
The second wife was Zella, which means shade or luxuriant hair covering.
第二个妻子的名字就叫做洗拉，意思就是影子或者是奢华的头巾。
Then their daughter was named Nama, which could mean sensuality.
而他们的女的名字叫做喇嘛，意思就是感官的享乐。
Here is a city culture that is committed to physical beauty and physical pleasure and not inner beauty.
在这个城市的文化里面呢，是注重追求外在的美观和享乐，但是就不追求内心的美德的。
Now, there's nothing wrong with beautiful people or beautiful things.
靓的人、靓的事物呢，本身是没什么不妥的。
But a culture that becomes obsessed with outward appearance and beauty,
但是整个文化都迷恋紧嗰种嘅外表形象，嗰种嘅外在美嘅话咧
，a culture that places beauty above character and inner beauty,
咁整个嘅文化咧都会注重外观啊、外貌啊，而唔再注重内在美噶啦。
A culture that places outer beauty above integrity and honor.
整个的文化都看重外表的严厉，过于是德行和荣耀的重要性。
A culture that places outward beauty above honesty, faithfulness, and fidelity.
整个的文化都是重视外面的美丽，但是却是看轻了诚实、守信和忠贞的。
That is a very sick culture indeed.
这个呢，实在是一个很有问题的一个的文化。
Thank you.
Not only in the city of man, there is rootlessness.
在人所建造的城市里面，不单止是有这个失落无根的情况。
Not only does the city of man have loneliness in it,
在人所建造的城市里面，不单止有孤单寂寞的情况。
Not only does the city of man have artificiality and superficiality in it,
在人所建造的城市里面，也不单止是充斥着肤浅和虚假的问题。
But fourthly, the city of man is full of pride and arrogance.
而且在第四点里面，我们看到，在人所建造的城市里面，是充斥着骄傲和自大的。
They boast of their violence.
他们呢，是以暴力自夸的。
They boast of the rationalization of murder.
那些人呢，是将谋杀合理化，并且呢，是以此夸口的。
And they even express their violence in songs.
他们甚至呢，是用一些的歌曲去歌颂暴力。
Look at verses 23 and 24 of Genesis chapter 4.
请你看看创世纪的四章二十三至到二十四节呢，是创世纪的四章二十三至到二十四节。
It is nothing but a boastful song by Lamech.
这个的经文呢，是拉麦啊，佢自我夸耀嘅一个嘅歌曲。
I have killed a man for wounding me, and a young man for injuring me。
佢话壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
In the Hebrew language, the song comes across as defiance to God。
喺希伯来语里边咧，呢首歌咧系对神公然嘅藐视嘅。
It is as if Lamech was saying,
其实拉麦他的意思是什么呢?
The God of the universe is not running the world the way I like.
拉麦的意思就是说，既然宇宙的主宰都没有按照我的喜好去管理这个世界。
Therefore, I take things into my own hands.
那就让我接手去管理这个世界了。
My justice is swifter than his.
他认为他自己是比神更加有公义的。
My judgment is better than his.
他认为他比神更加懂得审判。
My judging is fairer than his.
他认为自己的判断比神更加公平。
God put a mark on the forehead of my father Cain to protect him.
他说神在我的父亲该隐的额头上面做了个记号来去保护他。
But I can take care of myself, thank you very much.
但是我自己，即是拉麦，他认为他自己已经可以保护自己，不用麻烦神了。
Today, violence is becoming the norm in many Western countries.
在今天的西方世界、西方国家里面，暴力事件已经令到大家习以为常了。
Blood is shed in almost every city of every country.
几乎在每一个国家、在每一个城市里面都发生过血腥的惨剧。
And by the time we get to Genesis chapter 6 verse 5, God said,
到了创世纪的第六章第五节那里，神说，
Man's wickedness had become very great, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
那里说，人在地上的罪恶很大，他们终日所思想的全部都是一些恶事。
And just as God then called Noah to warn people of the judgment of the flood,
就正如在当日神呼召挪亚去警告他的同胞，神会用洪水来去审判这个世界。
Now God has placed his men and women in every city of the world.
而在今日，神亦都将他的子女放在世界上面很多的城市里面。
To call men and women, boys and girls, to come to Jesus Christ and escape from the judgment that is to come.
就是对千千万万的人、千千万万的男女老幼去呼吁，要他们来到耶稣基督的面前去逃脱这个将来的大审判。
You and I are called upon not to run away from the city.
神呼召你同我，唔系要去逃离城市
，but to transform the city，
而系要去改变我哋嘅城市。
We are called upon not to escape to the mountains。
神呼召我哋，并唔系要我哋咧系逃避去到山区嗰度
，but to impact the cities for good and for God。
而是为了神的缘故彻底地去影响我们的城市。
We are called upon not just to bemoan the ruthlessness and loneliness of the city.
神呼召我们，不是叫我们为城市里面那些失落的孤单的人去悲叹那么简单。
We are called upon not just to bemoan the artificiality, violence and arrogance of the city.
神呼召我哋，唔系叫我哋为咗城市里边嗰啲虚浮嘅、暴力嘅，而又骄傲自大嘅人去觉得好悲哀咁简单。
But we are called upon to be salt and light.
神呼召我哋，系要我哋成为城市里边嘅光同埋盐。
If you have accepted Jesus Christ, you and I are to bring the blessing of God to the cities in which we live.
如果你已经接受了耶稣基督的话，那我们呢就很应该去将神所赐的福分带给我们城市里面的每一个人。
Christians are to be light to the city with the light of the gospel.
基督徒是应该藉着福音的光去照亮我们所身处的城市的。
We are not just to curse the darkness.
我们不能够只是去咒诅黑暗
Light a candle.
而是要去燃点起那些烛光。
There may be someone listening today who is still living in the city of man.
可能仍然有一些听众朋友呢在今时今日仍然是生活在人所建造的充满了罪恶充满了很多缺陷的城市里面。
You may not have heard that in the Garden of Gethsemane,And on the cross, that God paid the price so that you can escape to the garden city of God.
可能你仲未听过神喺客西马尼园里边，并且喺十字架上边已经为你付清咗罪嘅代价，系你能够咧系逃走去到神所预备嘅花园里边嘅。
Today you can escape.
今日你就能够逃脱罪恶啦。
God placed Adam and Eve in the garden.
神将亚当同埋夏娃安置喺花园里边。
But man built the city.
但系人却系自己去建造城市。
But all people who put their trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
但系凡系信靠耶稣为救主，并且接受佢作为生命嘅救主嘅人呢
？Can be assured of the garden city called the New Jerusalem.
就可以保证能够进入神的花园城里面，也就是新耶路撒冷了。
Are you going there?
你是不是去那里呢？
Today you can be sure that you're going there if you commit your life to Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意将自己的生命交给耶稣基督，你今天就可以得到保证，一定可以去到那里。
Until next broadcast, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。